you want to go? Double dipping. I said, double dipping.
In the heat of summer, double dipping used to mean ice cream.
But not this year. Nashville money manager John Shane, who calls himself Merle Hazard, sings the blues about our latest financial crisis.
We head right up and then back down again. Are we gonna go double dipping as our wallets take a whipping?
We'll the icy reality of a double dip recession.
What can the Fed do to fix it? The takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 27th. I'm Lynn Scherr here with Todd Zwillick. John and Celeste are out this morning.
Hi, Lynn. Good morning. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. This is what New Orleans residents were waking up to on WWL Radio 5 years ago today as Hurricane Katrina loomed in the Gulf of Mexico.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has issued a mandatory evacuation for the city of New Orleans. It is now illegal to reside in the city of New Orleans.
Thousands took that advice and left the city, but it wasn't enough for Max Mayfield, the director of the National Hurricane Center. He called Mayor Nagin and then Governor Kathleen Blanco to warn them what was coming was going to be big. Former FEMA director Michael Brown remembers the call.
Max and I have talked about this afterwards, about him actually making a phone call to the mayor and to Governor Blanco because of his concern that they weren't quite getting it in terms of the magnitude and potential devastation of the storm.
Hurricane Katrina was worse than most people could have imagined. It toppled the levee, leaving 80% of New Orleans underwater. Hundreds of thousands of people were displaced, and 1,800 were killed. We spoke with Rosalind King. So far, she's lived in four different FEMA trailers since Katrina. She explains why she went back to New Orleans.
Our home is us. That's where we are. Where we live, New Orleans, is what we are. We wanted to come home, and the FEMA trailer was acceptable.
Now, by the government's own numbers, there are still 1,000 people living in those FEMA trailers, Lynn.
Meanwhile, the New Orleans Police Department remains so riddled with corruption, Mayor Mitch Landrieu has asked the feds to step in. They're now looking into allegations that top New Orleans police officials circulated orders authorizing officers to shoot looters in the days after Hurricane Katrina. Former President Jimmy Carter is on his way home after securing a pardon for an American prisoner in North Korea. The decision by the North comes after the former president flew there earlier this week on a private mission. The two will land in Boston later today. In Mexico, the sole survivor from the deadly massacre earlier this week is speaking out. He tells investigators a notorious drug cartel gunman killed 72 people because they refused to work as contract killers. President Felipe Calderon calls the attacks the work of a desperate cartel.
Back home, the FDA now says it looks like feed from two farms in Iowa is responsible for the recent salmonella outbreak. Investigators found salmonella bacteria in hen feed that led to the recall of hundreds of thousands of eggs, even millions of eggs, nationwide. It looks like a gloomy day for the economy. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department is expected to revise its estimate for the economic growth in the second quarter. Economists forecast it will be cut almost in half to 1.4%. Let's check in on those markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, but futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 9,985. The S&P opens at 1,047. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,118. Well, coming up this morning, a look at Katrina with two of the faces documented in the acclaimed graphic novel AD. One's a doctor. One's a comic book collector. Where are they 5 years later? They're going to join us here in a half an hour. And in a moment, from natural to economic disasters, could we be on the brink of that notorious double-dip recession? You've heard the term. Are we on the edge of one? Some people think we are. That's coming right up.